Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Jam. Phil Collins solo is your artist of the day. Not a bad choice on my part, if I do say so myself. Before we even get started, let's test our buzzers, ladies and gentlemen. William, please. Okay, loud and clear. Dana, will you test yours, please? Ooh, a little too loud. A little too loud.
Look at that.
Now, Grant, you can see on the board in there, I know you're filling in for Sam this week. You need to be the judge if there's a question as to who gets in first.
It'll be me.
Okay? All right. So we're going to play a little game we like to call the Family of the Feud. All right, let's play. Come on. We got Dana over here. We got Will Starrett over there. The reigning champion, Will Starrett, over there.
I think. We're not sure.
No, I believe that's true. I believe that's true, if I remember correctly.
Nobody is certain, though.
Well, let's crown a champion this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Top five answers will always be on the board during this game today.
Answers are
always doubled.
Points are doubled.
Always doubled.
Of course.
First 1-5 wins. Name something you would do if your date took you to Chuck E. Cheese. I believe I heard Dana's come in
first.
That
was Dana.
Play video games?
Play video games is the number one answer on the board.
Or walk out because that's weird.
I was going to say.
That's the number two answer on the board.
Yes, my guess was going to be leave.
Eat pizza was number three. Dump him was number four. Laugh was number five.
So basically 2 and 4 are the same thing.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Top five answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. Dana 1, Will 0. If your lover has a cold sore on their lip, where do you kiss them instead?
Gross.
Will stare it.
The cheek.
The cheek is the number one answer on the board.
The number one answer should be, thank you, I'm going to take a hard pass this week.
You don't have herpes simplex 1?
No.
Do you?
Getting a little personal here, aren't you?
It's cold sores. We're not talking about down.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, that's great. I'm good.
Okay. Top five answers are on the board. Point values are doubled as always. Name something that you'd like to buy your wife a new pair of. I believe I heard Dana's coming first.
Underwear?
Underwear is the number five answer on the board. Will, for the steal and the lead, name something that you would like to buy your wife a new pair of.
Aftermarket jumblies.
Can you be more specific? What does that mean?
Breast implants.
Breast implants is the number two answer on the board.
What else comes in a pair?
Shoes, earrings, and glasses.
Handcuffs.
Simmer down.
I couldn't think of anything else that came up.
Have you ever?
Well, we know what happens in your bedroom.
No, I do not own a pair of handcuffs, but when you said something that comes in a pair, I'm like, what else is there?
Do you and Chris have handcuffs?
No, we
stockings?
Most certainly do not.
Do you play tie me up?
No, we do not. No. Oh my God, no.
Did you ever own a pair of handcuffs for this purpose?
No.
Just because you don't currently doesn't mean you never did.
Next question, please. And the answer is no.
You've never owned a pair of handcuffs?
No, I have not. Mm-hmm. Have not.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Oh. Have you ever been arrested?
No. I've been detained. I've never been arrested. I've been cuffed, but never hauled in.
Yeah, there we go.
Name top five answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. Will 2, Dana 1. Name a place that a cheating husband might keep a pair of clean underwear for emergency. Will stare at.
His car.
His car is the number one answer on the board. Dana Wright, come on, man.
I know. I'm coming. Come on. No, if it's questionable, no. Have you noticed these have gotten a lot edgier?
Have you watched Family Feud lately?
Since Richard Dawson was there, God rest his soul.
Have you watched since, what's his face?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah. It's
gotten a little raunchy.
Family Feud used to be like top five breakfast cereals. Now it's like top five places to do it.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Next one is top five names for doing it.
Yeah.
One after that, top five places you wouldn't want to get caught doing it. It's like, okay,
it's
wow.
It's true. It's true.
I'd rather go back to breakfast cereal.
I'm telling you, man, it's gotten a little raunchy lately. Okay, here we go. They are years apart, but name something Justin Bieber has in common with Donald Trump.
Will
Starrett.
They're both dudes.
That is the number five answer on the board for the steal and to close the gap. They are years apart, but name something Justin Bieber has in common with Donald Trump.
Well, it ain't abs. Money.
Money is the number one answer. Weird hair, douchey, and famous are the other answers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Top five answers are on the board. Will 3, Dana 2. Mm-hmm. If you really did think like a man, what would you be thinking about a lot? Dana Wright.
Probably sex.
Number one answer on the board.
Of course it is.
What are the other ones?
The future, business, beer, and numbers.
No power tools in there?
Mm-mm.
A little surprised. No sports in there.
We are tied at 3 apiece. We got to get moving. Top five answers are on the board. Name something women do more of at a party than men.
Dana. Oh!
Dana Wright.
Gossip.
Is the number one answer Boom! On the board. Flirt, dance, drink, and use the restroom are the other ones. Okay. To save time in the morning, name something you might do while in the shower. Will Starrett.
Shave.
Is the number two answer on the board.
Oh.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh.
It is 3 for Will, 4 for Dana for the win and the steal.
Oh.
To save time in the morning, name something you might do while in the shower.
Pee.
Is the number three answer on the board.
No, that should be number one.
It is 4-4.
What was number one?
Brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah, I do that.
What?
I do.
Okay, here we go. Top five answers are on the board for the win. Whoever gets it, it's 4-4.
Ugh. Yep, yep.
Name a place you might hear someone say, I love those buns.
That's going to be Dana.
Dana Wright.
I love those buns.
Yep.
Hot dog stand.
I'm going to give it to you. That is restaurant or deli is the number one answer on the board. So I'm going to give you that one. Or should I?
Game's over. We're late to break. Just give it to her. We'll go.
How quickly we give up the belt.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? Throw a fit?
Yeah, I would.
I would.
Okay. I mean, I think it's BS, but go ahead.
I love you, Will Starrett. Will Starrett, he's Grant. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMVZ. Oh, it's a Tuesday throwback to the 80s, all right. You okay over there, kid?
You know what? Another serial pervert has been arrested in Missouri. Why do we not throw these men in jail? It drives me crazy. Serial public pervert is the word I will use.
Self-gratifier.
Because there are children in the car at 4:30.
Gratifier.
Has been caught again in a Walmart doing things while he follows women in the Walmart.
What?
Yes.
Like,
quoting yes. here.
Shaking hands with the unemployed?
Quoting here.
Yes.
Wow.
The man told police.
Shaking hands with the unemployed.
It's like a drug. I think about it, and then I do it. On Sunday, a security guard at Walmart in Springfield saw Bobby Jean Green exposed, according to a probable cause statement. The guard spotted Green stopping behind women five times. Now, why let him do this five
times?
How about after one time, dude?
Yeah, cut the guy
off. You
stop
the guy.
Cut him off.
What are you talking about, the guy? Who's the guy?
So when the women turned around, Green covered himself with a jacket that he had grabbed from store shelves. That's going in the discount bin. Police arrived at the store to find Green in the act, which means this had to have been going on, what, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, he's got stamina.
Green was still exposed when he turned around to greet the officer.
Why, hello to you too.
Green says to the officer, "I was doing the same thing I always do." Asked what that meant, Green said, "Indecent exposure, sexual misconduct." Green also told police he wasn't supposed to be there at the store because he'd been caught doing the same thing there 6 years ago. Now listen to this. In 2017, he pleaded guilty to doing this in the Walmart while following women. A judge sentenced him to 2 years in jail. He got out of prison 3 months ago. He has 13 previous convictions for sexual misconduct.
This is in Springfield, Missouri?
Now, this...
Was he flying the flag at full mast?
This story says he could be sentenced now, because he's got 13 previous convictions, to life in prison, and I say good. You don't get 13 tries, dude. 13 convictions?
And you want to put him in prison for the rest
yes.
of his life?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Come on, man.
It's not three strikes. It's 13 strikes.
I wonder if he could keep it in his pants there.
Police called his behavior alarming and frightening.
It is concerning, yes.
I would say for one offense, I could entertain the argument that you don't go away for life. For number 13, I'm sorry, your number's up, Walmart weirdo.
Is that where you draw the line, 13?
Yeah, so 12?
No, well, I would have drawn the line at like 2, but they let the guy go for 5 women before they stopped him. Well, let's just see. Now he's in the produce aisle. Look at that.
Well, you can find all sorts of things that are arousing in the produce
aisle. He's in sporting goods. Oh, if there's another victim. Let's just see how long we can keep this up.
Home decor. We got a problem.
He's heading your way. I hope he goes away for life.
I don't think he's going to.
I will agree with you on that. I doubt that he will.
That's not the sort of thing they normally throw you away for life for.
I disagree on because it's this story says he faces life, and I don't know if that's because he's such a repeat offender.
He should not go to jail for the rest of his life. He's obviously mentally insane.
Now, why do you have to say that there's mental illness here? He's just a pervert.
Dana, if you are taking...
If you're doing that...
I understand we have children in the car, so I'm going to try to keep it as clean as possible. If you are doing that in the Walmart 13 times...
That you've been caught.
Right. Well, it would be hard not to get caught. I mean, aren't you kind of in public? Don't people notice? Don't you think that somebody might have a mental illness here? Might be a weirdo? I get it. I get it. But throwing somebody in prison for the rest of their life, Who is the victim?
Those 5 women.
Okay.
And I'm guessing not all of them were older women.
This is not a violent crime.
Oh, Scott. Are we really going to have this out right now? It's not a violent crime
yet. Did you just say, are we going to have this out?
Stop it!
Phrasing.
It's not a violent crime. Okay, let me tell you what else isn't
a violent crime. It's not a violent crime.
Let me tell you what is not a violent crime. some pervert peeping into your daughter's window in your home is not a violent crime. But 6 years later, that guy goes on and rapes and kills a kid.
My daughter is also 15 years old. You cannot, Dana, stop. You cannot.
Scott, non-violent crimes you in cannot, sex offenses lead to violent crimes
you
all
cannot
the time.
Put people in prison for crimes they might commit.
All I am saying is non-violent sex offenses lead to violent sex offenses all the time.
And what do they say about people who kill animals?
They're serial killers.
Right. So are we going to put people who kill animals in prison for serial killing?
No, but I feel like...
Let's execute them.
Well, I feel like when this has happened, the 13 times he's been caught, which means there's 100 other times he hasn't...
Well, I would doubt
this
that.
This is not going to stop. You know it and I know it.
Okay. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Fact!
Not a fact! Believe it or not, it was not their biggest hit.
I believe it.
Head Over Heels was their biggest hit.
Now that surprises me. I figured it would have been Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. Kansas City Public Schools will be returning $193,000 as a result of the recent investigation into attendance data falsifications that occurred before Dr. Mark Bedell became superintendent. Missouri's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education confirmed the final amount owed in a communications with Kansas City Public Schools leadership. On November 20th, Kansas City Public Schools publicly shared the results of an independent investigation into reports regarding altered student attendance records over a period of 3 school years between 2013 and 2016. This investigation revealed that a small circle of Kansas City Public School employees changed student attendance records in the district's student information system to increase the percentage of students who were reported as present for 90% of the school year, even though they were not there. These actions resulted in a higher percentage of students attending class being reported to the state and the district, receiving a higher than earned score in the Missouri School Improvement Performance Standards. This misreporting also resulted in the Kansas City School District receiving more funding from the state than it was actually due. And your question is?
I don't want anyone to go to prison except the Walmart exposer 13-time guy. However, and I asked this out in the newsroom during the break, does it not surprise you that fraud was committed to get $192,000 for the district that it was not owed? And it does not appear anyone is going to be brought up on charges for this. If you, Scott, falsified your timesheet, okay?
All right.
You lied to the tune of $192,000. And then that timesheet was transmitted across state lines to corporate headquarters. And you were paid $192,000 on that fraud and your signature that you were not owed. I assure you, not only would you be fired, you would be charged for that.
Correct.
And I don't know why, when it's a public entity, is it because $192,000 just isn't seen as that much money with a budget that's millions and millions of dollars? Is it because there was a group of them? Is it because they meant well?
Well, but you have to also keep in mind the superintendent at the time, Dr. Green, also received a huge bonus. I believe
it was $100,000, wasn't it?
To the tune of $100,000 because attendance was as high as it was, and I use high as it was in air quotes. He was recently fired from his job in the Atlanta area. But what do you do? I mean, the people who were involved have either been fired or put on paid unpaid administrative leave. Do you charge them with fraud?
I'm just saying anybody else would be. And I don't know why in cases like this, we tend to look the other way. They even use the word insignificant in the news release. The figure for KCPS,
that's their job,
was mostly insignificant in terms of monetary reimbursement to compare to what was reported originally. This means that KCPS received approximately $111,000 more than it should have. The charter schools received $81,000 less than they should have, resulting in a total of $192,000. Note that they use the word insignificant. I think if you asked most people, is $192,000 insignificant? Is $100,000 in bonus money on top of that? So now we're closer to $300,000 insignificant. When fraud is committed, most people would say you're crazy. Of course it's not insignificant.
Do they go after the $100,000 that Dr. Green got?
They're never going to see it. You know that.
Why
He's
not?
He's been fired in Atlanta,
so
hasn't
what?
He?
So what? Sue him.
I don't think we will ever hear another word about this. I think this just goes away. I really do.
Do you think the employees who false... Here's what I never understood about this whole story. Why would employees... And we have to think that they're probably lower level. Not trying to talk down to them.
And there were seven? Is that right? I'm trying to remember.
I believe it was five. But okay, maybe it was seven. But whatever. Why would they falsify the attendance records for the Kansas City school system? What do they get out of it? Anything? No. Do they get a bonus? No.
It is possible they thought no one is ever going to notice, no one is ever going to check these numbers, and we will do this and get away with it for the better of the district. It is possible, Scott.
What do they care? It would be the equivalent. For example, you and I get a small monetary bonus if this show performs at a certain level, correct?
Okay.
It would be the equivalent of the ratings coming out and Mark LaVoy
falsifies them
and turns them into the boss downstairs.
So that we gain financially and he gets nothing.
Right.
I understand where you're going with this because most people would say, to commit fraud, there's got to be something in it for me. If I'm going to commit a white-collar crime, there's got to be something in it for me. And there does not appear to be anything but risk in this for the employees.
Correct.
Unless they just thought this isn't that much money. It'll make the district look better if our attendance numbers are higher. No one's ever going to find out.
What do they care? Is the district going to dissolve if they tell the truth?
I know where you're going with this. And, Scott, I don't have an answer for you.
Here's what I would allege. And I... Should I not?
Well, everyone listening knows where you're going with this.
Okay.
I would leave it at that.
Okay.
It's hard for me to imagine committing a crime for absolutely no personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever.
None.
Unless they truly didn't realize it was fraud. But it is fraud.
How do you not know it's fraud?
Number one, you're
falsifying
numbers.
If you don't think that's fraud, you probably shouldn't be in the education system.
Mm-hmm. Number one, you're falsifying numbers. And number two, those numbers go to the state and then on to the federal government.
And you don't get a thing.
And you don't get a thing. Scott, it is hard.
So you know what I'm alleging without me saying what I'm alleging.
It is hard to understand why anyone would do that. And they were in cahoots with one another to do it.
Yeah, all seven of them.
Which is then conspiracy. It is hard to imagine anyone would agree to do that.
So you commit
for
fraud.
No personal gain.
You commit fraud. You commit conspiracy to commit fraud.
You somehow get seven people to agree to do it, which means now there's seven people who could talk about it. That's a lot of people.
Who all agree to shut up with no financial benefit for themselves because they're all low-level employees at the Kansas City, Missouri School District. I'm not buying what you're selling.
Because at the very least, most people would say, Scott, if you pulled me into the break room and said, here, I've got an idea. I know there's nothing in this for us, but let's fiddle with some of the numbers coming in from these schools and make it look like more kids were in school than they were, most people would say,
what's in it for me?
Well, no, we could be fired for that. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you weren't thinking fraud or we could go to jail for this, most people would think to themselves, I could lose my job if I do this. And mm-hmm. so, no, I understand it would be great for the district for these numbers to look better than they do, but I'm going to take a pass because I don't want to be fired. Like, I got to pay my mortgage.
The district's not going anywhere, and my job's not going anywhere. There's some hanky-panky going on here.
It's very hard for me to understand why anyone would agree to do this.
And I think you can follow the dots.
Scott.
If those dots even go to Atlanta.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it's another sad chapter in the history of this district where mm-hmm. there are good people doing good
Agreed.
Things and
Agreed.
Working hard every single day for those kids.
Agreed. 576-7798, 576-7798. Grant, Will Starrett, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Written by Bernie Taupin.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm.
Jason in Kansas City. Hello, Jason, my friend.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I have an intimate working knowledge of the Kansas City School District because I was employed at what used to be Southeast over by the zoo.
Okay.
It was the African-Centered Education Campus at the time. And I was there when I believe his name, Superintendent Dr. Covington, was there. And then he left for Detroit.
Yep.
And Dr. Green came in.
Yep.
And it's my theory, working with many administrations over 20 years of time, my theory is that it started at the top, and they are overseeing principals and administrators. They would have been instructed, because at that time it was the right size plan. There were 7 schools on the chopping block. We're going to close your school. Now, if you can help us out to help accreditation and maybe inflate your numbers a little bit, I can probably make sure that your school doesn't get closed. So that's the incentive on why to do it. But as far as the meat and potatoes of it, once the reports are submitted by the administration, the secretaries and the underlings are the ones that would have submitted it, and they wouldn't have known any better. It would have been the administrators. And that's my theory on what Dr. Green, because he followed in the footsteps of Covington.
But let me ask you something, Jason. Even if someone said, we need you to do this, are you surprised that 7, if that's the way it went down, that 7 people would agree?
You know, when you're brought into a conference room, and this is all on spitballing.
Yeah, I know.
If, you know, you're looking at the possibility of your school closing, and you have to tell 37 employees or 48 employees that we're not going to be able to come back next year, and all these kids are going to be turned away and they're going to go somewhere else. It's either that or be a team player and, you know, let's inflate the numbers a little bit. It'll be all right. Let's do it for the team and let's get the accreditation back for the good old Kansas City, Missouri School District.
I would agree with you, Jason, except this, and then let me hear what his reply is to this if I could. At the point that they're saying we're going to fire all 7 of you because we've figured this out, or we're going to put you on leave, but I believe most of them were fired. Where are the people raising their hand and saying, you know what, you're not going to fire me. This was a directive from the top. I would have thought by now, if that was the case, those fired or separated employees would be screaming from the rooftops, we didn't have anything to do with this. We were told to do this.
Mm. That's a good point, and I don't have an answer to that. Yeah, I don't know who the team players are. I don't even know if they're still in the district. But, yeah, if I'm left holding the bag, you better be darn right. I'm going to be pointing my finger back at Dr. Green. That was what I would do. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Thanks for taking
the call. All right, Jason. Good to hear from you, buddy.
And to our knowledge, that has not happened.
Richard in Green Valley. Richard, good afternoon.
Hi. I was just going to mention that something similar like this happened a few years ago in the Atlanta School District regarding test scores. And I think something like 30 principals and administrators and even the superintendent ended up not just getting fired, but getting charged and going to prison.
I believe that's correct. So,
in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was probably just before Green went down there. And, you know, I don't know if this issue here rises to the same level, but it's the malfeasance that goes on. I mean, what are we teaching the kids here?
Yeah. And to be clear, he has denied even knowing.
He has.
He has denied understanding or knowing that any of this happened. He said in one of the interviews, now you might say the buck stops with me, but I did not know or direct or have any knowledge that this was happening.
Let me ask you something.
It happened in St. Louis, by the way, too.
And I remember the name Marjorie Kaplan, who was the superintendent of schools many, many years in Shawnee Mission. I believe it was 20 years or so that Marjorie Kaplan was the superintendent. And his name escapes me at the moment, but there was a longtime superintendent in Olathe, et cetera, et cetera. Why is it that in the Kansas City, Missouri school district, if you last 4 years, Bernard Demps, you've lasted an eternity in that district?
Yeah.
If you last 4 years in Shawnee Mission, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
No.
I mean, how many GD superintendents do we have to go through?
I'm going to look. It's in the 30s because I interviewed Dr. Covington before he left, when all of those schools were shut down. And I will give this to Dr. Covington. They got rid of all of the old, dilapidated, shuttered buildings that weren't being used. He really did come in and do some good things, some money-saving things. The district owned an obscene amount of buildings that weren't being used. He consolidated some other schools, which was good.
Right.
But even he did not last
4 years.
Maybe 4 years. I'm trying to look up how many of there have been. It's in the 30s because at the time that I sat down with Dr. Covington several years ago, he was number 32.
Something ridiculous. And then you have like Henry Williams, who comes into the district back in the early 2000s, late 1990s, and it's found out he lives outside of the district, so he's canned. I mean, I have said for years, you have to split up the Kansas City, Missouri school district. Give some to Hickman Mills, give some to Lee Summit, give some to Independence, give some to Liberty, give some to North Kansas City. This district is a disgrace.
Well, see, and I always hate to even say that or use that word because there are so many people who work so hard to do good things every day.
I understand. I think I'm not taking away.
At the top, it has been a mess.
There is too much politics at the very top.
Well, and if you solve that.
You solve it by breaking up the Kansas City, Missouri school district. And you say, you know what? You idiots who work downtown, those of you on the school board, you suck. And you are not serving these children. And so we are breaking up your district. End of story.
But I think, you know, with a new superintendent, there is always the hope that this will be the one.
I've been here long enough to know that. And it never is. And you know what? Liberty doesn't want him. Independence doesn't want him. Lee Summit doesn't want him. Let's get to the newsroom here as we'll start.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.